أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. Like usually in the month of Ramadan, a different topic on some aspect of the Quran Sharif is discussed. This year, inshallah, we will discuss those ayat and those verses of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has addressed us, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, in its literal sense, literal translation, O you who have brought Iman. The motivation behind this discussion is actually a person came to the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the person inquired from him, or rather requested him to give some nasiha, give some advice. Being a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the norm and practice of people to ask them for advice. So he said to this person, that sufficient for you is to listen to the address of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Listen consciously. Either Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has commanded, then obviously you follow the command of Allah. Or alternatively, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has prohibited, then you refrain from what Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala has prohibited. So when such great Sahaba had advised us to listen to this command of Allah after Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu or to the prohibition, we will go into this, try to understand the various aspects with regards to it. The Mufassireen of the Quran Sharif have stated that in the previous revelations, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the Sahifa to the various Anbiya, or whether it was the Torah or the Zabur or the Injil, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala there addressed the Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam, the Nabi of that particular kitab. And the address was, O my beloved son, or O my son. But then, unfortunately, people misconstrued that and they began to call, for example, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salat wa salam, the son of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In one narration, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed the people of that kitab, Allah Ta'ala said, Ya Ayyuhal Masakin, O Masakin, O impoverished people. In other words, you are dependent on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. However, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif, then in the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had changed the mode of address. And the mode of address, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, when we count from the very beginning of the Quran Sharif, right till the end, we will find that Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu appears on 89 occasions. So hence here, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has showed a particular bond that the reciter of the Quran, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this is the bond of iman. This is that bond of conviction, of faith with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu shows from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side a particular bond that Allah has. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the wali, Allah ta'ala is the guardian, Allah is the friend, Allah is the protector of those who have brought iman. From our side, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have brought iman, then they are most profound in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this profound love for Allah Rabbul Izzat? In other words, in every step of our life, in every activity, we fulfill the command of Allah, we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now looking at this ayah, the very first of those verses, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, La Taqulu Ra'ina, Wa Qulu Nzurna Wasma'u. In its very literal sense, La Taqulu Ra'ina, do not say Ra'ina. Now, why did Allah Ta'ala reveal this verse? Why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reveal this ayah? The circumstances surrounding the verse was that the Yahud, they would come to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they would address Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in lowered tones, in very soft tones, Ra'ina. Now, this word Ra'ina in the Hebrew language was derogative. It was insulting, it was vulgar to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it showed disrespect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, when we looked at the Arabic connotation, the Arabic translation of this word ra'ina, it was a very profound meaning. And as an introduction to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ra'ina would mean consider us, be considerate to us. So the Yahud, obviously, the Jews, they in the Hebrew language would use that connotation that was derogative and disrespectful to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One Sahabi, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had some understanding of the Hebrew language. So on one occasion, he saw that the Yahud, they would say Ra'ina in lower tones to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then they would laugh at each other, and when a Sahabi would say Ra'ina, they would even get even more happier with the fact that now the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is following suit. When Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had realized that these Yahud in no way are showing respect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed them and saying, O enemies of Allah, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you because of you using this word. So they responded to Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu and they said, but you people also use the very same term. At that time, on that occasion, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam this verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la taqulu ra'ina. Despite the fact that the Arabic meaning, the Arabic connotation was one that was absolutely respectful to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it showed the Sahaba's enthusiasm and their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But because in another language it was derogative, it was used by others in a derogative term, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the Sahaba from saying Ra'ina. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the alternative, لا تقولوا رَاعِنَا وَقُولُوا أُنظُرْنَا. Rather you say أُنظُرْنَا. Say, now the word أُنظُرْنَا, again it has a more profound meaning. In أُنظُرْنَا, in its literal meaning means look towards us. But however, how do you look towards us? With the heart of the, with the eyes of the heart. In other words, the inner heart. That tadabbur, that fikr, that concern you have for us, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let that continue. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop there. Allah ta'ala said, wasma'u. Listen to the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it is here that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of the surah, Allah ta'ala says, sami'na wa ata'na. Not only did we listen to the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, we have listened to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we have obeyed the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So to recap, the Yahud on the one hand used a particular word, ra'ina, in their language, derogative against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then they would mock and they would laugh at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba used it using the Arabic meaning, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, although the Arabic meaning was a good meaning, it was one of respect and suited the dignity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But because those who initiated it had a bad intention, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had stopped the usage of this word, but rather Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as an introduction to one's speech with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala had given a better word, a word that was more profound and suited the dignity of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to a greater extent. And Allah Ta'ala commanded the Sahaba to say, Unzurna, that O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look towards us with the eyes of the heart, with that fikr and that concern you would always have. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.